The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the home of happiness, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joined by my companions, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick. In studio this week, we have a whole gaggle of people, from comedians to musicians to promoters. We've got a bunch of great shows coming up this week, including Wildstock this weekend, featuring Lighter Thief. But we're going to talk about it all now.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hi.
Right out of the gate, dude. You gotta self-promote, man. Lighter Thief.
Yeah, well, I just kind of ran out of things to talk about.
No, that was cool.
I'm actually looking forward to that set.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Speaking of promoters, we got. Dude. I was talking about the guests. We're just part of what the guests are promoting.
Mm-hmm. LT just
get off my nuts, Nick.
I'm guilty of feeling like I have a huge ego because we do fun stuff and.
Well, you do have a huge ego, just not as big as mine.
That's pretty big.
It's true.
Hi, Mike.
I'm a promoter and the performer.
A promoter and a performer. Oh, yes. At
but
times.
He doesn't talk like that entirely.
Mm. Let's try this again. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Worst Little Podcast.
Hi. What's up?
Hello.
It's been an amazing. How long has it been?
It's been
since
a long
we've done
time.
An episode?
Christ, it was like
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Prescription was our last show.
Yeah,
we didn't tell the audience that we were planning on doing every other week because the summer sucks.
Yeah, we didn't have until now.
I put it on the Facebook.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, yeah. So they know if they're paying attention.
Some people.
If
know
you don't
that.
Know, now you know, listeners.
I'll be doing one
the
a month.
Studio sucks
for the rest of my
also,
life.
Also, our best of episode links you to the Schizopolitan. So
I'll fix that.
Yeah. We're gonna have another,
which
best
was a good wrong. Episode, but probably wasn't considered a best.
I will fix that.
Well, that was a best.
The
of.
Bryce,
that was awesome.
Bryce,
was a good
best
show.
Of.
Yeah.
Bryce's best of. Yeah. Bryce is no longer with us. Goodbye.
It might have been his parting
he
shot.
Moved away.
Goodbye, executive fluffer Bryce.
I yes. know.
Yeah, no we'll, to Bryce.
Yeah, no to Bryce.
I never.
When we say yeah, no, you have to drink.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
There's still a fluffer here, but
not an executive.
Who might that be?
Oh, never mind.
Are you volunteering?
In a set. Ooh, does depends his, on who's asking.
Does his name start with an L and rhyme with Fritos?
What?
I
got that.
I'll just move right along from that.
Rory pulling out the ex-boyfriend joke.
Wow.
Okay.
That's an inside joke.
I never even got to do anything inappropriate with Bryce. I feel so cheated.
Yeah, that doesn't
Cheetos does.
Bracito.
And now he's gone.
Yes, we miss you, Bryce. Hopefully you'll be listening to this.
Yeah, I know. I was just
I'm sure you're having a good laugh dude. Over
and
your
he went
best
to
of episode,
South
prank.
He used to bring the
Antarctica.
Best
well, right?
Did he?
Right. At least, or someplace a little bit darker than that with less sunlight.
But I heard
like
there's a lake
Washington.
There now.
Fernley.
Chico.
He moved to Fallon. So, there you are.
Speaking of the East, we got Chewie back.
Do not go there, young Simba.
Chewie back in the mines.
What's up? I only listen for Chewbacca.
What?
Chewie's back.
Oh,
now
this
I'm
is
back.
A professional show. Hey. Yeah.
How's it going? Thanks
one
for throwing it to me.
Chewbacca.
Let's start over.
How many times
thank
have
you,
we started over?
This is twice.
We reset all the time.
Okay, got it.
How's it
so,
going?
So, yeah.
I'm back. All right.
It's good to be back. We've had a lot of adventures. Rocky Horror.
Rocky
right?
Horror
how
was amazing.
That?
It was amazing.
Why
fun.
Did you miss it, Nick?
Because I don't have money to go to fancy ticket.
Oh, we would have listed
we
you.
We would have gotten you in.
I asked you. You told
oh, wait,
me you
I did tell
get
you
me
no.
in.
Wow.
Rory, you should have
asked.
No, really. Okay, 3 days before, I was told we only had like 6 spots between the 7 of us.
Well, Nick's only one.
And then day of, I just
yeah.
showed up and gave him a list
yeah,
of
Chewbacca,
people
I'm glad
to
you're back.
Get in. And so you should have bothered me again about it.
I guess so. I didn't want to be up right, anybody's
wow.
ass about
not
It was the best time ever. It was the second best time ever.
Oh, Daisy Foreman got up on stage and danced with us. She's now part of the team.
In the beginning, when they do the sign that says "Enter at your own risk," like I always wanted to have a copy of that sign, and Jessica made me a copy of that sign so that when that scene happened, I ran down front and held it over my ass. It was fucking awesome. We had such a blast. Yeah, right.
That's a funny joke, dude. You're good.
Get it? Enter at your own risk.
It's never been said sexually.
Thank you.
And,
I was thinking that myself
last night, well, not last night, but a few nights ago on Sunday, I was at a barbecue throwdown at the Alley. Me Ooh. Versus Jessica and Felix.
Ooh, fuck. And, why do I miss all the good shit?
And I, for one thing, I failed miserably. I was making a bacon explosion. And in 10 minutes, when I walked inside to get a drink, it came out, the temperature went from 200 to 600.
Maybe it's longer than
And you know what happens at 600 degrees? Bacon chars.
You fail.
Yes, I did.
There were pictures.
There's evidence on the Facebook. But I had a canvas bag full of pointy things, like the big sharp...
Knives?
No, not knives. Well, the knives were actually wrapped, but the forks, yeah.
A sharp metal objects bag.
Yes. And it unrolled in my hand and came swinging down and poked me
sexually
in my Achilles tendon.
Ooh.
I have a small cut, like it could be a spider bite. It could be
a
crack and a rash.
Wait a minute, we all had money on whether or not you would hurt yourself at Rocky, did you?
I exhausted myself and my knee was really sore, but no, I did not.
You didn't actually
hurt myself.
Oh my god!
Did you fall off stage or anything?
No.
Not one person took the Rory won't hurt himself money bet.
So I win.
No, well,
I win.
You
that.
Win by not being injured, but
you guys should all pay up to me now.
You weren't part of the bet, so that sucks.
So at the barbecue, I clipped my Achilles tendon, and it's the tiniest little scratch in the world, but. Oh my god, I am nearly incapacitated. I'm now hobbling on both legs from my knee at Mary Anarchy, and I look like Frankenstein walking around the room.
See, I would have guessed that you would have injured your hand.
I'm Forrest Gump before he got the braces off.
Run, Rory.
So I didn't chop anything off, I just nicked my tendon. So yes, in the last 3 weeks I have injured myself.
You only
yet
barbecued
again.
One thing and it went badly?
Yeah. Two of them, but yes. They were big, giant logs of bacon and sausage wrapped together.
You got to kind of babysit meat when it's on the grill. You can't take 10-minute smoke breaks.
Well, and it was also, there was the sunlight on the grill. I could probably have not actually lit the fire and just left it in the grill and let it cook.
The sunlight was so hard that it...
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, it really...
I've never heard of such a thing.
It went from like 200 to 600 degrees in like 10, 15 minutes.
It was a solar oven.
How was Felix and Jess's food?
It was all right.
It was amazing.
It wasn't burnt to a fuck?
No. Well, see, okay, since I made these logs with sausage and bacon on the inside, I kind of carved out. I used the outer bacon weave was what was charred, but everything else on the inside got cooked. So I just kind of sliced them open and carved out the insides and served them as sandwiches. And so I served something, everybody thought it was tasty. I did get 1/3 of the votes and a bunch of honorable mentions on Jess and Felix's votes. Although they did get the other 2/3 of the votes.
Because their
stuff wasn't burned.
Jess and Felix together or separately?
It was them together. Yeah.
Felix
yeah.
chopped things. Jessica cooked them.
Oh, okay. So they were a team.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Okay.
Felix was entertaining people by being congenial and passing out food on a platter.
So really, just by virtue of not miserably failing, they won.
Yes. They pulled up right as I opened the grill to find these crispy black logs of
They probably high-fived each other right then and there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Our work here is done.
Oh, and then when I was still waiting for the insides to come up to a good like temperature, right, they had to be at 160. Mm-hmm. They caught on fire again. And like the first time I came out and they were just blackened. The second time I walk out and I lift it and there's flames, man. They're on fire. There's a lot of grease when it comes to bacon and sausage, and that catches fire very easily.
So you didn't do like a practice run with this, I take it.
No, this is my first time ever trying this recipe.
Well. Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Thank you, Bobby. Bobby in a can. What would we do without it?
Is that Slayton?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Bobby. We call him Uncle Bobby around here.
Fuck you, Rory.
Uncle Bobby.
He's a good dude.
So,
is he ever going to call back in?
I probably not.
He hates me now.
He's moved on.
He thinks I'm an insignificant douchebag. Yeah. So in studio this week, let's actually get to introducing the guests
yes.
here. Yes. We have Mike McMillan from Wildstock, the wildflower benefit show going on this cool. weekend. The lovely and talented Jill Marlene, one of the performers.
Howdy.
Also, Mr. Gabe Hilton, another fine performer that we're going to have here. And Elgin Alway, who's here for an unrelated thing altogether. what are you on? You're on here to promote, like, Raw.
Reno Raw Artists, yes.
Reno Raw Artists.
The 22nd of August.
Is that, like, artists that are chapped?
And they hang out at a Blue Oyster Bar with leather hats.
Yeah.
Bring your gold bond.
A lot of chafing.
Sounds terrible.
No, it's the it's our local organization that Tony Walker's the director
this
of,
is?
Or the local coordinator of.
Okay.
And they put on a lot of good shows. They did a lot of Cargo
not to
last
be confused
year before
with
it closed.
The Eric Shapiro
with the Reno Artworks,
right?
Which
yeah.
is also
oh
raw.
No,
or
we
the
got two raw
famous wrestling. We've show.
Dude, that's a rad.
Okay, we've
rap
had
name.
Tony, we've had raw. Eric on this show. We've had them both on this show and had this conversation before. They've both been around for over a year. Think we can all start figuring this out?
All right. Yeah.
Sorry, dude. I smoked weed before I fucking
maybe
did this
I'm
show.
Just too
it's
smart.
Confusing.
So. Thank you all for being here. And I think we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about the Wildstock event first. But before we do that, can we get a song out of you two?
Oh, let's just start with music.
Sure.
Yeah, it's time for music.
Recycle day, yes.
Sure.
Oh, wait, real quick. Hey, Chewy.
Yes.
How was work?
It was
all right, and now back to the song.
Oh, we got cut off.
Damn.
You know what he's telling
me? I had some really great stories about laying brick out there in that mine, and now you ruined it.
That is what she said.
Face! Somebody's calling.
No. Oh. No, nobody was calling. I just have
just,
that as
I'm,
a sound.
I'm just getting dissed.
That's actually the whole song on my phone here. We could listen to it later.
Steve, you
let's, yeah.
You want to get sued?
Let's listen to Gabe's original non-copyrighted by Mask ASCAP tune.
I wish.
You did pay, right?
Because they listen.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gabe Hilton is not his real name.
Everybody pays. Ask Ass or Grass.
Well, I know. That's his Facebook rock star name.
Ask Cap or Grass?
Right.
How do you ever get anything done on the show?
Yeah, welcome.
We don't.
Very welcome.
Yeah. It's like a wandering
right.
stream.
All right. Reset.
All right.
Take a breath, pull the air until there's nothing left. I'm feeling green, like teenage lovers between the sheets. Ba 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 ba. As the landing gear attracts for flight, my head's a balloon.
It's a balloon.
Inflating with the altitude. Ba 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 ba. Patchwork farm slow fade to the ocean's arms. Come down, release your cares, the stale taste of recycled air. I watch the patchwork farm slow fade to the ocean's arms. Calm down, can't see me stare, the stale taste of recycled air. Ba ba bum ba, ba ba bum ba, ba ba bum ba 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 ba, ba ba bum ba.
Really sweet.
Nice.
I'm glad you saved you.
Just a sample.
Yeah, totally appropriate.
Recycled air.
In this room?
Yeah.
Jesus. I was thinking. Can you smell it?
I can taste it.
This is the smell of art.
Smell of
art. Art this summer, yeah.
It smells like burnt bacon.
I'm hungry.
Is that
no,
a jab?
No, I wasn't taking a shot.
That was definitely a jab.
But I heard the sausage underneath was divine.
That's what she said.
It's nice to have a lady in here.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Especially when it's 150 degrees.
Totally. Yeah.
But just one.
Just one.
Like your mom.
Hey. Hey now, young lady.
Yeah.
I'm very glad that she is never not subjected gets old. To Dude, the actual real-time experience in here.
Hey, Rory, did you have a hard time teaching her to pronounce fork? Because I'm having a lot of trouble with that at home.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun one.
Fork and beach. We went to the beach yesterday, but according to Allison, we went to the bitch.
Duck also comes out a little wrong, too, sometimes.
Yeah, so does clog.
Does she eat with her fuck?
Yes. Fuck.
Wow.
Fuck.
Thank
you. No. Allie, that's a fork. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Yes.
Fork him
you,
right
Max.
Up his ass.
Thank you, Max. Oh,
that wasn't the one I wanted.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
There we go. That's the one, my daughter.
She's trying to say fork. You can't, you know.
Or fork or duck.
I hate you.
Duck.
Pouring out my daughter. Oh, wait, no, I did
wait,
that.
You did that. This is your idea, sir.
I thought Eminem was bad doing that to his kid, but wow.
Yeah.
This is the magic of radio. The magic
Where's
of radio.
Where's the cricket sound? I didn't hear that one.
But actually, we have live
to
crickets
stay away
typically.
From that. Yeah,
you know, and I lost my winds. Yeah. I lost my gusty winds.
Oh, you failed.
So, right by the pond. So Gabe, thank you. I'm gonna steer this
Gabe,
boat in your
who
direction.
Sings and plays so okay.
I'm gonna run
yes.
you over with the bus right now.
Gabe, are you single?
No.
Oh, good.
You got a lot of dudes.
Don't be gross, Rick.
Yeah.
But well, Gabe, how I first met you a few years ago when we worked on the Decemberist show.
Hazards of Love, yes.
Hazards of Love. That was a great, great, great production.
What did Gabe do?
Played guitar and sang.
Same thing.
Yeah, and very beautifully on both. And
did you wear
really
a hat,
complicated
too, like
songs.
A really cool hat and stuff?
I wouldn't say complicated.
You wore a vest.
I did have a hat. Cool I had a hat and a vest and a brown shirt.
I went to
that kind of brown dress. Hey!
Riku!
That's just you.
What is her deal?
Don't be a homophobe, and that's just fashion, Riku.
How long have you been playing? How long have you been playing out in Reno?
Out?
Out of the closet?
About four years?
4 years?
5 years? Since
yes,
I was
we
in
had
like
his debutante
grade.
Party.
Yes, it's coming out party, remember?
That wasn't the blue races.
No, that was.
Rad.
Much
it's
afterwards.
A good place to do it.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Shit.
That's a major event.
It's the biggest event
in Reno.
Yeah,
there was like 20,000 people there, and Gabe just was beautiful.
A couple black awesome. Dudes in that
oh, like
shit,
your
too.
Your first time was to thousands of people?
No.
Oh.
Black no, people love balloon not. Races.
It was about 40 people.
What?
There's a big old floating watermelon.
My faggot.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, my God.
That, Rick.
I'll stop. Oh,
wait, namaste.
Namaste. Right, let's all just back down.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you.
Namastizzle.
Namastizzle.
Wait, everybody be quiet. Say it.
Namastizzle. Gotta credit
no,
the Reno Tahoe Acro Yoga Kula for that one.
That's still going to live forever here.
Breathier. Like breathier. Like,
it's an acro.
We don't got to
breathe. You wouldn't understand.
Namastizzle.
Namastizzle.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one.
Got it, Rick?
Yes. Sound right for sure.
Perfect.
So are you playing this weekend at the Wildstock event? When are you playing?
Sunday at around 6:15.
Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So who speaking of, what
yeah,
the
who
hell?
Okay,
what the hell is this Wildstock event?
It's wild, man.
It's crazy.
3-day event at the Wildflower Village where so many
what
of
day?
Our friends have things that go on.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Sunday.
3-day event?
Wow.
Mike, let's toss this over at you. Say hi, Mike.
Hello.
What? Tell us what's happening.
We have a 3-day event this coming weekend, 9th, 10th, and 11th, with over 25 local bands.
Holy shit.
That's a fuckload.
Crazy.
Including Lighter Thief.
Including Lighter Thief.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if Nick has confirmed yet or not.
Oh, I'm in.
Nick did just confirm.
Thank you, Nick. I can put that on the schedule.
Yes. Go there this Saturday. I have to ask how you got your name. Be amazed by the poetic power of Lighter Thief. Who else is playing?
Well,
hopefully talented people.
None other than Jelly Bread.
I recorded those dudes with Tom.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Word up on the class.
Oh, is that that's what the sample comes from, isn't it?
Which sample is that?
The I lost it.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I'm waiting.
That is totally where it comes from.
Which one? The face?
No. Oh, the
that's some Beastie Boys.
Oh, okay, a couple of black dudes in that, right? In Jelly Bread. Yes.
That's what you were actually talking about when you said that drunk.
God, you don't have to explain it. Please tell us the other bands.
25 bands. I'm going to try to recall them from memory.
Hey, now, 25 bands. Let's see it. Nick always has to write it down.
Take a breath. Gabe Hilton. Lighter Thief.
Yeah.
Jelly Bread. Weapons of Mass Creation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Josiah Knight.
Ah.
The Interplanetary Vagabonds with the lady sitting to my right.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh, Bohemian Burlesque, Controlled Burn.
Woo. Yeah.
Bands. Grace
Hutcherson. Grace Gatsby. Yeah. Let me get that right.
Grace Gatsby.
It doesn't go by Hutcherson, it's Gatsby.
She can sing like a motherfucker.
Who said that?
Hot as balls.
The Grace Gatsby? That's clever.
I could say that. I'm divorced, so I can say Grace is hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're up to 9.
And isn't she too?
And Grace is single.
She's so hot.
Oh, I think there's something brewing.
No, Grace is absolutely single.
It started right here.
Damn, love connection.
Yeah, but no.
This is like Kardashian kind of thing going on here.
No,
I don't know.
That would be a pain in the ass for me, I think.
And there's a lot of other bands.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of other bands playing.
Where's your list?
Yeah, we just got off on Grace's hotness, huh?
Did you really just say that?
Totally. Smiley Mikey's playing.
Smiley Mikey. I love that guy. That dude's rad.
Let's on three, everybody. Smiley Mikey
in the morning.
Yeah, that'll be in the morning on Sunday. And then Tova Goodman, who does Tova a really Goodman. Good song called
yeah.
Douchebag.
She's
best
rad.
Best douchebag song yep. I've ever heard. Cool. She should be on Colbert or on Jon Stewart. So good.
We have Nick Sexton, brother of Mark Sexton, playing.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's kind of like
Charlie Sexton.
Ricky
kids.
Hendrix used
Charlie
to play
Sexton,
around town.
Right, yeah.
Right, his children.
Yeah.
Keep going. Come on. You
you're up to
this.
12.
Saturday, just go through the lineup. Is that all you got?
That's all I got right now.
Oh,
there's the Atomics.
Five bands playing.
Fucking sounds
Atomics
awesome.
Are not
Schizopolitans?
No, unfortunately.
Schizopolitans are not playing.
Who else
and the Beach Boys.
Todd South. Wait, no, I got to give it up for Todd South.
Todd South.
Todd South helped out a lot.
Toto, Reno, fucking.
He's a rock of the scene. He makes shit happen.
Is there a place we can
Reno
go to
music
to see?
Project.
A guru.
There is a Facebook event page for it. For
there
sure.
is. It's the Wild Stock event. Not to be confused with the one in Florida. There are two. We are not a benefit for the wild
There's
animals
probably
in
77.
Who's playing
this is
that
a benefit
one?
For the wildflower artist okay. community
right.
Facility.
Village.
Right.
Village
no,
of,
yeah, explain
village
explain what's happening over at the village.
Okay, so the Wildflower Village is a old rundown 4th Street motel that the owner took and turned into an amazing
yeah.
And it
incubator.
Used to be called?
Used to be called the Dutch Wife Motel.
She still calls it the Dutch Way.
Really?
And when you were in high school?
Well, it was just after high school. We used to have some really major LSD parties.
I was going to say, did you buy meth there?
No. It was
all tripping and sagebrush.
Allegedly.
I had one of my first makeout sessions there, too.
I actually got pulled over in the parking lot there, and I was...
Everybody's got a story.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy this time.
Okay.
This time.
Yeah, the Dutch Wife was a great place.
You need to clarify.
I know. That was
wow. And this uncomfortable pause brought to you by the great Pinky Polansky, who owes us beer so we keep saying their name. Pinky Polansky.
What's up, Evan?
Check your pinky link at Pinky Polansky.
Evan brought us beer recently, didn't he?
No, we didn't have any today, so we're giving
beer.
Felix fuck
beer.
Jet.
I'll take
beer.
One.
Yeah, you brought beer.
Should I go get it?
Yeah.
No, that's what you know. I don't need it right now. We just Pinky Polansky. They're a sponsor.
It's part
they
of
pay
the deal.
Us in beer.
Yeah. Thank you, Pinky Polansky.
Thanks.
You are.
They totally screwed us this time.
Yeah, yeah they did. They let
they do
us
that
down.
A lot.
Sucks.
It was a BYOB.
They were awesome in Rocky Horror.
And actually, yeah, they were. Like, I love doing that show with these
guys. I didn't
guys.
Even go, but anyway.
We're going to do it again in October.
We
might take on the... We might do other stuff with it. Yeah.
Good.
And also, just speaking of sponsors, I'll take this time to mention Reno Computer Fix.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
forget, your boys down there on South Wells right next
cool
to
dudes.
The Dandelion
Those
Deli.
Guys are cool. I recently, I had some old towers I went and dropped off stuff. They'll take any old stuff you have for free and wow. recycle it for you. So
Nice, yeah. nice. Yeah.
Can they
and
they
do
the
really
information
good...
off for you?
They probably can.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to do that.
They can go back and get old info easy. Yeah. They can, they even have like floppy disk readers
Can they make
and
old
stuff.
Info go away?
No.
That's what I want.
No, but I can bury it for you on page 6 of Google given enough time.
All right.
And who looks at page 6 of Google?
Right.
Google has a page 6?
People who are looking
It
for
has
real
Google
dish.
Number of pages, Rick.
Damn.
Is that where the
yeah.
name came
Is
that from?
A number?
You guys are
yeah.
fucking
yeah.
It's
that's
a denomination.
A
it's like 1000 million.
Google,
good
yeah.
lord.
Trillion Google.
Yeah, it's real high.
Yeah.
It's a shit ton.
It's a really high.
Nobody knows what it is. It's like pi.
Because it's so high,
what is
man.
Well,
high,
pi is actually not that big. It's only 3 point something.
3.14.
Yeah, but it keeps going.
Oh, we'll be here all night. Keep going.
It's long, yes.
How much, what is it, Gabe?
Pi?
Yeah. Do you know the whole thing?
You, no. Nobody knows the whole thing. I think
it's
an irrational number.
Nobody
it doesn't end.
The whole
thing.
Come
on now.
You
start
can't
start
know the whole
start
thing.
It ends with the
now.
Word recurring.
3.14159. I don't see a chalkboard in this studio.
It's right on the wall with a
yeah,
magnet
wow,
marker.
This math moment brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Check them out at renocomputerfix.net or at their shop at 71 South Wells.
Max?
Yeah, Rick is always busting my chops with
shit.
Max stepping on me.
I think
me
he's
there.
Fetching beer right now.
No, I'm here. I'm just like, I'm looking at something else.
Why
is this? Not thinking about the show.
He's rubbing one out.
Thinking about the.
Yeah, I heard
so
the lighters.
Yeah, I gotta.
So what?
I
don't even
want to
know.
Somebody.
Gabe, I'm really sorry about this.
Gabe, you want to play another song?
Sure, that would be good.
I can play another.
You
song.
Have others,
Gabe,
right?
Glass up this joint.
Gabe
no,
is
I
a
only
good
know
boy.
One.
He's blushing a lot.
Gabe knows a lot of songs.
Good boy. I was at Burning Man when I was 10.
10.
Yeah.
They called
Holy
him the
shit.
Convict.
How old are you now?
They called him the Convict. It was awesome.
I'm
still
Cambit
Jubs.
Say again.
I'm 18.
18.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just old enough to be on this show.
I know.
Well, I hope if you did camp at Jubs, you were in the back.
Oh, always, yeah. Well, way back I had my little
Until
my
I was
Jubs
in the front.
Detox Center. Always. I had my little detox bubble and our massage table. And
oh,
I kept,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
I kept
yeah.
it. I kept it clean back there.
Good. Good, good. I guess
so,
that
yeah.
kind of makes me your uncle, dude.
What?
It
yeah.
does.
I'm just kidding.
I kind of feel
a Jub
uncle. Jub's
a monkey's
your uncle.
Uncle.
A monkey's uncle.
Oh. Jub's your uncle.
All right. What you gonna rock for us, Dieter?
Yeah.
You wanna play some Radiohead.
Oh,
oh
cool.
Nice.
Right.
Probably
know this
minor
song.
Keys.
Yeah.
We got permission for this. Okay, go.
Hello.
Okay. Well,
it's a cover, K-go. So it's okay.
I mean,
it's an homage.
Radio Foot.
It's art.
Jumps in a week, I bet you think that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. You kill yourself for recognition and kill yourself to never ever stop. You broke another mirror, you turn it into something you are not. So don't leave me hurt. Don't leave me dry. conversation, you be the one who cannot talk. All your insights fall to pieces, you just sit there wishing you could still make love. They're the ones who'll hate you when you think you've got the world all sussed out. They're the ones who'll spit at you, you'll be the one screaming out. Don't leave me, don't leave me. Don't leave me dry. You ever had the best thing that you ever, ever had. It's the best thing that you ever had. The best thing you have had has gone away. So don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Watching your foot, man. It's fucking.
Oh, yes.
Like, the whole body's getting into it. It's shaking.
I also have to go to the bathroom.
So, what do you think?
Where's the piss cast?
Hey, and now our new guest is R. Kelly.
I want to pee.
We could probably get that guy.
Trapped in the closet.
Trapped in this room.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, you'll sit here long enough, you'll sweat it out. It's a sauna. I think we're all going to lose about
it's good
pounds.
For
yeah, it's good
yeah.
for
it. Nick's taking his clothes shirt off.
Oh, it's,
oh, yeah.
It's naked pickle time. So what do you do for a living, son, outside of playing music?
I work at movie theater, Century Riverside.
I assume you don't make any money off the guitar.
No.
Good for you. That's
I
the
have
way you
before.
Get good. Nobody will notice you ever, but you'll get good at it.
Poor people make the best music.
Right.
That's right. Gabe, what do rich people
look at Nick. He's a great songwriter.
What do rich people have to be blue about?
Right.
Right.
What? Once being blue.
I don't write poetry when I'm happily dating somebody. I write poetry when they are crushing my heart.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
or
true.
I've made a lot of mistakes and am kicking myself for crushing my heart.
Oh.
Jill unless actually like, writes poetry when she's happy.
I do it all the time, but she's my songs are kind of cliche. Yeah, that's right.
Like Bruce, he's one of the rich guys who still has the blues because he's a working man. So
yeah,
you
but
get it, you know?
Bruce
when was
is
the last
nuts.
Last time Bruce touched a shovel, come on, man.
I know, don't buy it, right?
I don't buy it.
Sexually.
I'd say it's possible for a rich man to have the blues, but I don't think I see that too much.
No.
It can be very well
it's
contrived.
Yeah.
I think some people can contrive the blues beautifully.
So, Elgin.
I know that guy.
Let's spend some... Yes, he's probably very familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's spend a little time with you.
Sure.
What are you doing here? And okay, you've got an event coming up in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I've got... Well, the big one...
Right,
it was on the 22nd. Is that one you want to talk about?
Sexually. Whichever one. Talk about all your events.
Yeah,
sure.
Please.
Sure. Well, I think by the time this airs, one of these events will probably have passed, but I'll mention it anyway.
This should air by the 7th.
Oh, but okay, cool. Then in that case, those who are listening, on the 9th at Studio on 4th, I produced a little show. I called it Reno Comedy Showcase. Brought in a handful of guys who I thought were real talented and needed to be seen. Got a buddy coming in from Sacramento.
Regional, national?
It's mostly just Reno, but we got a guy in from Sacramento, a dude named B.A. Hunter. Locally, we got Paul Spock, Matt Wiegand, myself.
That's fun.
Yeah. He hosts over at Great Basin and Pioneer often. Real clever kid. So that's why I wanted to have him there. I said, dude, you're real smart. You're real clever. Come on down. Make him laugh. And then we got Pat Shillitoe hosting that one. That's on the 9th.
Your mother's a whore.
That was for Pat.
That guy.
But the big one, that's a pretty big show. And then the other one I want to talk about is the Reno Raw Artists, which is, of course, we said, put together by Tony Walker. It's going to be on the 22nd, also on 4th Street over on Bodega.
New Bodega.
New Bodega. What was that called before? What was it?
Underground.
Yeah,
or the Treehouse. Yeah, it was
Folks. Not the Dutch Wife.
Well, was it front or back?
The Archaic.
Dutch Wife was the Wild West.
Yeah. Is it front or back?
You know what it was back in the day, in the 80s when I used to break into it?
Oh, and Bad Dollies.
No, it was IT. Oh. Imagine that. It was a lesbian bar in the back where... In the back, where
you don't really
awesome.
See that much of a lesbian bar in the back.
It was great.
Where was Red Square?
Yeah, a lot of mullets.
Oh yeah,
Red Square is now a pawn shop, I believe. Oh. It's behind where Park Lane Mall used to be. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Is there a sad
the limelight?
And and Five Star is now the tourist gay bar where it's half the people there are straight.
Really?
I've been there.
Oh yeah, Five Star.
I love more than half.
It's the crown jewel of
every time I've been there. There's been at least one straight person.
Yeah. No, like
well,
really.
That would be you.
Yeah.
But back in the day, there was only straight guys there if they wanted meth and their dick sucked.
Right.
And now it's a nice place.
Yeah, it actually
where
is.
Where it's mostly
like it
hetero.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, so how what's are you guys got a problem with hetero?
We digress.
We gays only have a few bars, and you straight people are taking it away from us. And it doesn't help that most straight guys mince around like queers either. I'm pissed about that, too.
Look, yo, my faggot, simmer down now.
Faggot, please.
Faggot, please. Just simmer down. Namaste. We digress. LJ.
Namaste.
The show's over at Bodega.
Over at Bodega. And what's kind of cool, it's part of this thing called RAW, which is actually an internationally, independently focused arts organization in different cities. They've got it, of course, here in Reno, London, Sydney, Toronto, Vancouver. Tony just got back. He did one in New York City.
Right. He was out there for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's nice about it, you see a lot of different types of artists come by and
probably a good way to network and meet other people that are doing the same kind of shit.
I have a theory that when it's done, there's going to be a lot of albums with featurings.
That's great.
So, yeah, come on out.
Other associated artists, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be the only comedian on this one, so that'll be a lot of fun. But there's a lot of, like, if you like anything art-like, which you know, Reno, we have an art town. Come on out, check it out. You can get the tickets through me. Just hit me up on my Facebook, facebook.com/comedianElgin Holloway, and you get them for $10 or $15 at the door. So I'd say get them cheaper. Hit me up. Get you a good deal.
He'll meet you anywhere. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
As long as he stays clean. Rory will have a link to that on the website.
Rory is really good at that kind of stuff.
Yes.
That link may or may not go to the Schizopolitan's website.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Strice, who we never mention in any podcast.
Thank you so much for everything you do for us,
Webmaster Strice, you serve us well.
Never even met the guy, but he's doing a great job.
You've met him once.
Never have.
Never?
He was on the show once.
Yeah, he was on the show with
when I wasn't here. No, I wasn't here.
Oh, that's right. Maybe he was the guest for Chewy.
What is happening there?
Yes. It's your fucking thing. I don't know why
sounds
it's making
like
more
record
static.
Is playing at the end of the record.
Yeah, it does sound like this has been pre-recorded on stereophonic vinyl sound.
It's analog, man.
Thank you for listening.
Is it your iPod input?
Sounds like it. It's moving. Yeah. Oh.
Just edit that out.
For that. Welcome back, everybody.
Fix that in post.
You guys were listening to vinyl before the show, right?
Yes.
Now, where did you find this vinyl player?
Steve Larkins, the amazing Steve Larkins, gave me a refurbished turntable that he fixed up. I was over at his house saying I needed a 78 player, and we just dug through his garage where there's just piles and piles and piles of turntables. Everywhere. He's just got like thousands of them. And until we found one that I really liked. And I just bought a new needle for it to be able to play 78s.
I like how he said, where did you find that vinyl player? Not a record player. Nobody knows anymore. It's a vinyl player.
Vinyl player. And it's a vintage 1970s model,
vinyl revolver.
It
revolves the vinyl.
Got some Tom Jones. All right,
I say let's have another song real quick and get to the quiz.
Nice.
Another song. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the boy. Quiz. I'm nervous. Really academic-oriented. Starting to sweat.
Yeah, you should be nervous.
I wasn't told there would be a test.
Yes, there is a test.
Oh, they're fun, dude. You like them.
We judge you silently and then make fun of you when you're gone.
Jill, did you make it to Rocky that we just had?
Well, you don't plan
on vacation. I was
no fucking way. Rory, do you realize that Jill is old school, like Keystone?
Yeah, I'll
back in the day.
I'll just throw out that I met Jill at the Rocky Horror at the Hilton Outdoor Amphitheater.
That's right.
The year Cheyenne was pregnant with Riku.
And Jill, do you realize that I was in the audience at the old Keystone the night that it happened?
That one.
That one.
What happened?
Yes.
Somebody get shot or something?
Oh, you know about it. It happened
it's
more
awesome.
Than once. Did you know that it happened more than once?
Oh, see.
I can't.
I remember one.
We want to hear it.
Peer pressure. Awesome.
Can we say who it involves?
Go ahead.
Dave Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Her name
Oh, but that, you know what? There was another one, too. That never
Somebody
mind.
Else?
And then there was.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and they threw you guys the fuck out.
No,
was,
no,
that
they
was
didn't
amazing.
Throw us
oh,
out.
Oh, really?
I no,
remember.
No, 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 no. We were
They
we
just
were
asked us to leave.
Good.
Really.
They had a great janitor at that cinema.
Yeah. Good time.
Poor guy. Awesome.
But yeah, I lost my mind. I was frying balls at the time, so I didn't. I don't really know what happened,
I
but it was
we
awesome.
We all went there on some sort of altering substance.
Every time.
Oh, allegedly.
So at Rocky Horror?
I remember the blackberry brandy, and I remember that people used to pass joints down the rows. Like, just pass them down. And of course, I never partook of that. But
ever. And when you would go in, they would search you, not for drugs, but for rice. Because rice was forbidden.
We didn't want to clean it up.
Yeah, you would have to smuggle in rice, but the drugs were fine.
Yeah. As long as you shared them with me.
Right. That's awesome. Rocky Horror.
Easier to clean up drugs.
All right.
Times.
So, Gabe?
Oh, music.
What are you going to play for
music.
Us here? You got another original or another cover?
Cover. They're all covers.
He has good originals.
Oh,
what's up
original.
With that?
He's not
bringing originals.
Why not?
Snow.
I don't even have it.
Snow.
You don't know it off the top of your head?
Let's no.
Hear the snow song.
Oh, I wrote on. It a long time ago.
I've only been playing a guitar for a year, and I have three originals, and I know them off the top of my head. They're bad, but
I'm
I know
sorry.
Them off the top of my head.
Well, you're
come
pretty
on,
good,
you
Rory.
Can do this.
Rory's kid has originals, Gabe. Come on, man.
We'll let you restart and not tell anybody if you fuck it up.
Well... I don't even think I could remember all the lyrics.
So just go blah, okay. blah, blah.
I have covers, though.
Something,
I have...
something.
Freestyle.
All right, do, if you've got
okay.
some covers prepared, go with it.
All right.
Phenomena. Yeah.
And he doesn't want to bust out his original. It's got, you know, he has to let it drop.
Yeah, there's
it's
copyright issues here, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, live recording, bootleg, you know, a little sneak teaser.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Teaser.
We'll come back for that one, okay? Yeah.
Okay. Rick will make a sound.
When I'm ready.
Before the next hazards.
All right.
Military wives, 32 softly focused, brightly colored eyes, staring at the natural tan, 32 gently clenching wrinkled little hands, 17 company men, out of which only 12 will make it back again. Sergeant sends a letter to 5 military wives whose tears drip down from 10 little eyes. Cheer them on to their rivals, 'cause America can, and America can say no. And America does if America says it's so, it's so. And the anchor person on TV goes la da 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 da
Everyone join in.
La da 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 da. 15 celebrity minds leading their 15 sordid, wretched, checkered lives. Will they find a solution in time? Using their 15 pristine, moderate, liberal minds. 18 Academy chairs, out of which only 7 really even care. Doling out the garland to 5 celebrity minds, they're humbly taken by surprise. Cheer them on to their rivals, 'cause America can, and America can say no. And America dies if America says it's so, it's so. And the anchor person on TV goes la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. Cannibal kings wondering blindly what the dinner bell will bring. 15 celebrity minds served on a leafy bed of 16 military wives. Cheer them on to their rivals, 'cause America can, and America can say no. And America dies if America says it's so, it's so. And the anchor person on TV goes la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da.
Woo!
Yeah!
Nice.
I'm gonna break my pick.
Awesome.
Yeah. Ooh, that's what she said?
That's a big breaker.
That's what he
Alrighty,
said.
Alrighty, Rick.
You're a big.
Give really? Me my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our guests a series of randomized questions that are probably going to be really embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh.
And then judge you. Judge you silently. Ouch.
Give a numerical value to your judgment.
And give you a numerical
What's
value.
What's the point of a podcast if you got to judge us silently?
No.
Hey, Gabe, you're not running for office.
Silence doesn't work on the
radio. Oh, good. You'll enjoy the questions.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
very funny.
But that is my mom over there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Never stopped you before, Gabe.
Suddenly I'm uncomfortable with this.
Gabe.
Yeah, there are questions.
My
kinda...
memory's real short, honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and let loose.
All right. Well, let's just go. Let's just go with
Taylor. Make it, bro.
Try him. See what it
How often do you masturbate, Gabe?
Oh, no. Oh shit.
We'll just go in the middle of the pool here.
We've had mom and son my girlfriend's never at the same time. Not there. It's a lot more often.
All right. Good answer. That's an acceptable.
But usually
answer.
I don't
That's
have
very
to.
Acceptable.
Mr. Alway.
Mm-hmm.
Same question to you, sir.
Not as often as I'd like to.
Wow, it's also a good answer.
Failing answer.
Quite vague.
Jill.
No.
Same answer?
Same question. Everybody gets the question at one time.
My son is in this room. Take your things off, Gabe. Take that thing off.
I can still hear.
Nick's covering his eyes.
This is uncomfortable.
You can say regularly.
Regularly.
I will help
irregularly.
You. Irregularly.
Ooh, how about that?
Never.
Right. That means like standing on your head, right?
Right. Yeah.
And Mr. Mike here.
It helps me go to sleep.
like a true man. It doesn't have nothing to do with you, darling. Right. It just helps
We're
you go to
totally
sleep.
We're being totally candid here, right?
Yeah.
I really like a man.
I feel like I'm at therapist's
office. Derailed.
All right. So, what was your last meal on this good earth going to be, Gabe?
That's a really hard question to answer.
Thinking? You're sweating, not from thought, just from the heat.
Yeah.
It's quite warm.
Probably a hamburger.
What? A hamburger?
Yeah, that I cook myself.
Homemade
with
hamburger.
Blue cheese. I can't trust anybody else.
Blue cheese burger.
Thick-ass bacon?
If I could choose anything,
yeah.
It would be the Thanksgiving meals my parents used to make.
Wow. Nice. Okay, a big old
like
spread.
Time
a little bit of everything.
I'm a big Thanksgiving
guy. Nice. Jill?
God, it would be like probably Oreo cookies and Indian food.
Right, I believe that.
That gets points for being interesting. Mike?
Either chicken and dumplings or a Monte Cristo sandwich.
Pick one.
Monte Cristo sandwich.
You can have
Monte Cristo.
Have you had the one that
the dumplings on the side?
That will
have you had it?
Accelerate
so
the death process.
So
I grew up on Monte Cristo sandwiches, man.
Yeah, you that's your last legacy, meal. So who gives a fuck? Yeah.
Gabe, what was the first album you ever bought?
Give me Unicorn if you want. First album I ever bought.
First album.
It was probably an Offspring album.
Oh. Are you sure it
Smash.
Wasn't Iron Maiden?
No, it wasn't Iron Maiden.
Oh, I'm real sorry.
Say
about
Smash.
He was
like 7.
I know you're young. You're young.
But you get a break.
You could have helped
sure.
him out.
I don't even
I
know
thought,
if that's the first
I thought
one.
It was pretty good.
So what's a good answer? I don't understand.
It's completely subjective.
It doesn't matter what you answer.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good answer.
Anyway.
Elgin.
I distinctly remember it. It was the S&M album by Metallica.
Wow. Your first album?
He's a youngster.
Also. Wow.
Yikes.
Subjective, and I still lose. All right.
Yeah.
No, it's okay, man.
You guys better have good answers.
This is really interesting.
It's subjective on your end.
I had that Columbia Record Club thing.
Yeah. Right.
And there I thought it looked... Problem Child, AC/DC, the one with Problem Child, was in my first list, but I also got Peter, Paul, and Mary with that one, so.
Oh, that's kind of
but it was both.
Low streak. Oh, and by the way, mine's Duran Duran, so I'm not much better either.
You are so young.
I thought you were
going to
say
Duran Duran?
You're so young.
Come on, bring us back.
Led Zeppelin 2.
No, I'm just a 70s
that's
baby.
That's the coolest one.
A good
that
album.
Was your first album?
One.
Yeah, that's the winner.
That's a good one. wow, that was a weird sound. What was the last lie you told, Gabe?
I don't know.
Probably that masturbating one.
Well,
Elgin.
I won't give you the answer, but the question was from my parole officer, when was the last time you smoked weed?
I really don't know. I really don't know.
I don't keep track of them that much.
Right? Mike?
God, I'm having a problem with this one.
This show's going to be fantastic.
Do I need to leave so you can tell
it? Wild,
do you think...
Wildstock's going to be a great success.
Do you think that my employer might be listening right now?
I doubt it.
That's all I'm saying.
Unless your employer is that one dude from the bar.
God.
If you could get in a fist fight with anybody in all of history, Gabe, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Wow. That's a great question.
Yeah, well, it kind of depends on whether or not I win.
Well, this is you're picking a fight. Yeah. I'm saying nothing about the outcome. Who do you pick? Pick somebody you could take.
Constantine.
Sure.
For
nice.
Destroying...
Like Emperor?
Progression.
Or Bix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. No, not as in like the DC.
Right.
I think that's one of the best answers we've ever had.
That's a good one.
I don't.
Nobody ever says Constantine.
But
nobody had a reason behind it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your problem?
I just wanted to beat Oprah because she was a bitch.
Are you a fan of Constantine?
Well, didn't he begin the spread of the deadly disease called Christianity?
Well, kind
and
of.
Constantinople.
Yeah, it would have some faggot name if it wasn't for him, right?
Isn't that Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Nice.
Nobody's business but the Turks.
I hate
Elgin.
Then that they might be
anybody in all of history. Who do you fight?
I would punch Hitler in the face.
Going with the Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would dress up as Captain America and then make it a meme.
And then teabag him. No. Jill.
It'd probably be on some religious lines, like. Oh, you know what?
Gandhi.
As much as I really like where he went with thinking, Rene Descartes.
Yeah!
He's in charge of all the dualism that we did.
I like
it's
that answer.
Splitting the body and the mind into two things fucked us up really bad.
Plus he's French.
What's wrong with that?
Actually, you know what? The fact that he's French is the only reason I wouldn't kill him.
Okay.
Descartes was an asshole. Mike.
Dick Cheney, I'd punch him right in the heart.
Oh, yeah!
Yes.
Thunk.
What heart?
Good luck.
Good luck finding his heart.
I would just like to say I love Dick.
Not
Thank
Richard,
Dick,
Dick,
but
Dick.
Dick.
He likes actual
Dick. Dick is a killer.
You love Dick Cheney?
All right, let's keep this short.
I love
Nick,
Dick.
We're going to rapid fires.
We know that. Tell us
rapid
something
fires.
We don't
Go to rapid fires, Mr. Ramirez.
All right, here we go. Let's start on the other end. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling this
Elvis
pressure.
Elvis or Beatles, go.
Beatles.
Oh, Beatles.
Elgin.
Elvis.
Beatles.
All right. Was that half and half? You were Elvis?
I was Beatles.
No, it was Beatles.
Elgin was odd man
three Beatles
My grandmother
Elvis.
Was
okay.
three quarters
Beatles.
Beatles.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek for sure.
Star Wars.
J.J. Abrams.
What?
Oh, come over here
Star
right
Trek.
Now.
I have to show.
No, I'm
oh, wait a second. You're right.
He's about gonna, who I'm going to beat up.
He's going to do the new Star Wars, right?
He is.
So
he did a good job
of Star
Trek.
That was the correct
answer.
Yeah,
he worse than Lucas.
Probably got the highest points for that.
I have Jedi Mom on my
can
license.
Can I opt out for Alien?
Yeah.
You can
take the third answer.
Prometheus
goes to the man with the guitar.
All right, but answer me this, young one. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
I don't know.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Joan Jett.
I'll go Pat Benatar.
He legitimately could not.
Yeah,
I know. Shit. That's
I'm at a loss
amazing.
Here.
Look him up.
You're a heartbreaker. Or
well, I know.
Rock and roll.
Of who?
They just made a Joan Jett movie a couple
years
ago.
Out of your little experience of that, who could you say? Which one would you prefer?
I'd say Joan Jett just because I've heard her more.
That's
good
a,
job.
I'm saying, right? Right?
Well, that's
a good answer.
Okay.
All right, AIDS or cancer?
What? For what?
Yeah.
Which would you rather have, AIDS or cancer?
Oh,
AIDS
you rather
is more
have.
Curable.
AIDS.
Elgin?
I'm going to go with cancer because I've heard it's more curable.
Elgin
it depends
just
on the cancer.
Different. He's younger.
Depends on the cancer.
Dude, what about the cocktail,
okay.
man?
That's
question
how you got
is...
it in the first place.
All right. Rapid fire, move
you
along.
You get cocktails with AIDS, come on!
Gay or ginger?
Ah, shit. Ginger.
Gay?
Ginger.
What about,
bunch of homophobes.
No. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Or vomit.
Vomit.
I like Nickelback, please don't hurt me.
Oh, that's really odd. Nobody ever picks
Nickelback.
Wait, sorry, what was the choice?
We just had two Nickelbacks. Elgin went Nickelback as well.
Damn.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Coldplay, I guess.
REO Speedwagon?
Right. Ooh, that's good. Let's make up a new one. REO Speedwagon or Journey? Go.
REO Speedwagon, I hate Journey.
Air Supply.
Ooh, nice.
Journey.
REO Speedwagon.
The
Fair
correct
enough.
Answer was Journey.
I like Journey.
Neil Schoen.
The correct answer is always Boston on that question.
Oh, Rory with the third answer.
I'm down with Boston.
That All works. Right, one more rapid fire. If you can live in a world with only the Beatles... Or Elvis for you, or J.J. Abrams for you,
just
or
like, make it not con- Ugh, it's so
Star Wars for the rest of you kids.
Beatles or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Oh, ooh, wow, that never happens.
All
Sci-fi
of you,
nerds.
Almost all of
Beatles.
You.
Yeah.
Mike is not a nerd.
Did that one clip, Rick?
I'm all about probably.
Probably.
Just
I'm on the other screen. Let's
notice how he's
not
a
musician.
Oh
yeah, there's a red mark
with the gay porn on it.
Oops.
Yeah, right.
You like what?
Prison rape porn.
All right, one more. let's go
I
back
like the rapid fire. It's
to kindergarten. Dogs or cats?
No.
I like them both. Right now I'm partial to dogs.
Dogs.
Okay, bacon or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Bacon.
Bacon flavored chocolate.
Nice. Whoa, we've never had that. We've had chocolate covered bacon, but we've never had bacon flavored chocolate ever. Good job. All right, that's it for Rapid Fire.
Oh, that was so much fun. I want to do it all night long.
That was a very, very tight race with Elgin coming in the bottom spot. Failing hard.
Number one.
Mike, you came in with as our glorious like second place runner, second runner up. And it was a dead heat between mother and son. Jill, you edged out the young Gabe here by just 2 points.
Whoa.
That's a close
one. I don't understand this at all.
Who scores this
it's
thing?
Completely subjective.
Me?
What's the prize?
I write down numbers and then I add them up.
Sudoku right here, boys and girls.
So you win the adulation of your friends and a warm round. Yeah.
I think there's a beer in the fridge too if you want it.
Thank you. I
got
that.
It's ice cold.
Gabe, did you want to play one more song? Or are you done with song?
I could play one more.
One more song.
Get out of here.
Do we want to like say our goodbyes and have him play a song as we leave and just be
That's
done?
That's a good
that.
Idea.
Let's say goodbyes while he's tuning.
Okay.
Exactly.
We already know that the
Wild Elgin's. Thing. Your thing is also Friday.
Yeah, I guess we have it on the same day, so it'll be a duel.
Yeah, but I
want
to check out your show, man.
Well, the Wild Stocks all weekend long, all day, all weekend long.
You could come perform at our show.
I like your thinking.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, come take 5 minutes off my set.
You can MC for a while?
10 minutes. Come on Friday.
Whatever you like.
Saturday or Sunday.
I believe, the Jenny Pez dispenser will also be in the house.
Yeah, Friday, sure, yeah.
Never mind.
Well, I'll come Saturday then. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll find you.
I'd love to get you in
there. I like your thinking.
But your thing on Saturday, or on Friday, is at the Studio on 4th. What is it again?
It's called Reno Comedy Showcase, and we're showing off a bunch of Reno comics, a guy coming in from Sacramento. And
cheers.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this. It's $10, but you get a free beer.
Nice. Hey, cool.
We've got Salsa Me Verde, a local salsa company, donating, like, sponsored by. Yeah, there's
nice.
Be salsa and chips on all the tables.
Yeah, your sponsor plug.
Sponsor.
Yeah, so she's providing all the chips and salsa, and then she's going to sell some. And at the end of the night, we're giving away a bunch of freebies, including a bottle of salsa, $10 beer tab. And I got a whole bunch of really cool little, like, oh, here, $25 off a haircut, or these kind of things that we're giving away.
Nice.
Cool. Come on to that.
Laughs and giveaways.
And then we've got Wildstock at the Wildflower Village, almost all the way at
West
the end of 4th Street there.
Right before
McCarran. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's going to be a hooting and hollering time of good partying vibes all day and night.
Hey, if you get really drunk, you can get a room. And there's an
Absinthe bar.
I like the little bar in there. It's totally fun.
You painted that bar.
I'm going to have to take advantage of that this weekend. Avail myself of that.
I had fun with Maya there.
Then, other than that, please come out to the open mic at Jub Jub's every week, Monday nights at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Woo!
I believe I'll be hosting this coming week. So, we'll see you then.
You never do that.
I never do. All right, Gabe. All right, so we're going to go into Gabe's song, but ladies and gentlemen, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short, and I love you.
We love you, too.
My darling, what a wonder have we wrought here. It's weird and it's wonderful, dear. An ankle, an earlobe, an elbow bone. It's weird how it wonderful grows. It was only me and you. Made this three come out of two. My darling, what wonder have we wrought here? It's weird and it's wonderful, dear. Ooh.
weird and it's wonderful, dear. A tumbling in Dublin, and next thing you know, a weird and a wonderful show. All tendons and rib cage and beating heart. A weird and a wonderful start. Two. My darling, what wonder have we wrought here? It's weird and it's wonderful, dear. It's weird. Mostly wonderful, dear.
Only a few minor errors.